The Senate inquiry into corporate tax avoidance has heard that almost a third of Australia's top 200 companies pay an effective tax rate of 10% or less. The public hearing has also been told that the global tax avoidance is a $20 trillion problem, with $60 billion shifted from Australia to tax havens each year. This morning in Sydney, the Tax Commissioner, Chris Jordan, has been put under pressure to name Australian companies and multinationals that use tax-dodging schemes. Business editor Peter Ryan has been listening to the arguments and he joins me now. Peter, the committee was keen to find out what the Tax Office is doing to track down the big tax evaders. Did the Tax Commissioner shed any light on that?
Well, Brendan, that was the big question, and Chris Jordan came to this morning's hearing well aware that the committee chairman, Senator Sam Dastyari, wants to see a list of the biggest corporate tax dodgers, and he wants that list to be made public. But Mr. Jordan was giving nothing away apart from the already tough stance that the ATO takes in ensuring multinationals pay their fair and legal share of tax. That includes monitoring base erosion, profit shifting, offshore tax evasion. He says there's also now better collaboration with other tax agencies. And Mr. Jordan says over the past year, the ATO has actually raised $1 billion after auditing corporations. But Mr. Jordan was keeping the ATO's affairs very confidential. And in this edited altercation with Senator Dastyari, Mr. Jordan said trust was a critical part of dealing with companies and high-wealth individuals.
It would be unprecedented for taxpayer-specific information to be provided in a public way. As far as I recall, this has not happened before.
Well, I dispute that, but that's a different matter.
And in some cases, commercial information, we are very happy to provide system data, aggregated data that shows flows in an aggregated sense. Very happy to do that. We need to be able to have transparent and open relationships with companies. We cannot have a situation where companies can argue they will not share information with us.
Their sharing of information with you is their statutory obligation to share information with you.
You either have a situation where companies openly come and discuss their issues, their proposed transactions, provide us with all the information in a very open or transparent way, or they sort of close down, clamp down a little bit on that, and we have to then be asking this sort of chicken and egg argument, did you do this? What did you do here?
What about the interests of the consumers in knowing and being aware of what some of this behaviour and who is conducting this behaviour? Won't we be giving Australian people more confidence if they can actually know and see within, kind of behind the wall, and see what is actually going on here?
Well, we are sharing all that information. We are sharing what is going on. We're just
not
naming it.
I've got an entirely redacted document here.
Senator Sam Dastyari grilling the Tax Commissioner, Chris Jordan. Peter Ryan, the committee has also been hearing about the extent of tax avoidance, and it adds up to a big figure that's hurting the Treasury's coffers.
Well, that's right. And earlier the committee heard from United Voice, which is a union representing workers in industries including cleaning and hospitality. Now, the union published a study last year into just how much tax companies pay relative to their total profits prior to a range of deductions. The answer is it's not much, according to National Secretary David O'Byrne, and he says Australia's top companies are leaners rather than lifters, to use some tax terminology we've been hearing this morning.
Nearly a third of the ASX 200 companies have an effective tax rate of 10% or less. 10% or less. And that contributes to a loss of up to $8.4 billion in revenue, and that's just the Australian top companies. A report last week showed that the top 900 companies pay on average an effective tax rate of around 19%, less than the average Australian worker. That's just not good enough. We're calling for the government to do the right thing and to adopt a bipartisan approach to ensuring corporate tax avoidance is stamped out.
The Chief Executive of United Voice, David O'Byrne, and as the inquiry continues, giving evidence, the big multinationals.
Brendan, this afternoon it continues. It will be the main event, and there could well be some fireworks with the likes of Apple, Microsoft, Google and News Corporation are certain to be grilled about their tax responsibilities.
Business editor Peter Ryan.